Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Happy we're winning. Are you, Kevin?
Always.
I was born by God, right. Dear Greece.
My son said, all I do is win.
That's right, baby, in America.
For the stars and stripes, an eagle flies.
Hey, we've won because we were born on third base in America. Don't forget that. Ever. All right?
That's a great line. Born on third base. That's awesome.
We're still waiting for the world to change, but we've already won by being born in the greatest country on the face of the earth.
I was on the ground when I needed a hand and it couldn't be found.
And some days, it feels like we're losing a battle because the Democrats are really good at fighting. Nobody fights harder and better than Democrats, especially angry liberal Democrats. They fight like junkyard dogs. It's unbelievable. They're doing it to Donald Trump right now. They're doing it to the energy industry right now. Oil, gas, coal, three extraordinarily important industries to the future of North Dakota. They're doing it to agriculture. They want less cows. They want you eating tofu. They're trying everything. That's why we spend a lot of bandwidth on this program celebrating American agriculture, celebrating American energy, and we will defend them to death. We will defend them to death.
I forget who said it, but they said it comes down to two things, policy and tactics. The Democrats have great tactics and terrible policy, and the Republicans, great policies, terrible tactics. Need to up our tactic game.
We do.
The conservative side of the aisle.
I would take exception to your analogy on Democrats being good at the tactics with terrible policies and the reverse for Republicans. Mm-hmm. When I think of a fellow by the name of Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, mm-hmm. because he had really, really good policies, and he had 50-50 at least on the tactic side.
Oh, yeah.
50% yep. was he just knew he was at
yep.
war.
Yep. See what happened?
Right. Now, 50% was very undisciplined. And if he could have been 70-30 even. You follow me?
Totally.
Now,
yep.
Who do they fear? Who does the left fear more than anybody on the planet Earth? Donald J. Trump. They do not want Donald J. Trump to be candidate for president of the United States in 2024, worse than anything. They are freaked out about it. That's why this January 6th fiasco is what it is. And it is a fiasco, ladies and gentlemen. But guess what? We're winning. We're winning. They are trying to literally hang Donald Trump politically. All right? This is a modern-day lynching that they are attempting to do without any due process. Listen to Alan Dershowitz, flaming liberal. Or Mark Levin, constitutional scholar, flaming right-winger. Left-winger, right-winger. Okay? They'll both say the same thing.
And
no,
have.
No due process, kangaroo court, absolutely a joke, everything else. Now, I expect that from Alan Dershowitz, and I expect it from Mark Levin, because they're both wicked smart, okay? But I've spent the better part of the last, it's June 22nd today, right?
Correct.
January 6th is 6 months ago. I've spent the better part of the last 3 months thinking, you know, Liz Cheney.
A year and 6 months ago.
I'm sorry, yeah. But really, the last 3 months have been when they've really cranked up the kangaroo court.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I didn't really. Look, you and I were there on January 6th.
Yeah.
Right? We saw for our own eyes what happened. We know the narrative was ridiculous, and I tend to blow it off. I tend to blow off the circus they're doing because it's just such a joke. But to me, they were winning in the court of public opinion on this. And they were making some progress in making sure Donald Trump would not be a candidate in 2024. They're trying to do it criminally.
Yes.
They're trying to do it criminally.
Spot on.
But guess what? They're not succeeding. A new poll by Ipsos says, number one, only 34% of Americans are following the hearings at all. Only 9% are following it very closely. Okay?
I want to know where the 9% are.
Now,
they asked.
Unfortunately, 60% of all Americans believe the committee is conducting a fair and impartial investigation. And there is where you've got a Mark Levin and an Alan Dershowitz who would tell you there's not even one scintilla of truth to that statement. Not one scintilla.
Nope.
There is nothing fair or impartial about this investigation. But you ready for the big number? That's understandable. Because some of the media circus, but they're not paying attention. So again, among the 9% who follow it very closely, 60% are the ones actually paying attention. Now, all Americans answered that question, but 60% really is the 9% of people who are saying, hey, I'm paying attention, and this is a fair and impartial investigation. But here's the favorite number. This is what's caused me to say we're winning. 42% say President Trump was not responsible for the attack on the Capitol and should not be charged with a crime. After everything they've thrown at this guy, a huge number are saying he was not responsible for the attack on the Capitol and should be not charged with a crime. Folks, we're winning. Now, I hope we're winning some lessons. I hope we're learning some lessons in this. And that is, we have to fight as hard as they fight. We don't have to fight like they fight, because they're despicable. And again, Scott, what do you mean by despicable? What I mean is, when you cut up the audio of Donald Trump giving a speech in which he says, peacefully go up there and protest, you ignore that and then you say, go up there and protest! Well, he said both things. So you've got to put the full story out there. Okay, they're playing all the games. They're slicing and dicing at everything else. But you know what? They won the battle to have their own one-sided kangaroo court. They fought like junkyard dogs. So I really think Republicans, and by this I mean our own, Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong, and I also mean this... to a certain extent, some of the Republican leadership, Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford and everywhere else, we've got to do a better job of fighting like they fight. Top Republicans, thought leaders in the Republican Party, elected by North Dakotans, have to fight like they fight. By that, I mean like junkyard dogs. I'm talking again about tactics. I'm not talking about running a kangaroo court.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
For instance, let me give you this example. Hillary Clinton said the 2016 election was stolen. Her words.
Mm-hmm.
Stolen.
Yep.
Okay? So she now is as guilty as Donald Trump was in the eyes of Democrats. How many people know that? How many people in this poll results know that everything they are accusing Donald Trump of, Hillary Clinton has done 4 years earlier than he did it?
It's a fact, Jack.
100% it's a fact.
Yep.
Why don't we fight like they fight? If all these were reversed, Joe Biden was Donald Trump, Donald Trump was Joe Biden, do you know what you've heard 90 times a day since election 2020? The election was stolen. 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 Gas prices are too high. Well, that's because the election was stolen. Oh, recession's coming. That's because the election was stolen. The border's out of control. That was because the election was stolen. That's how the Democrats would fight this battle.
That is. Yeah, of course.
That's how they would fight this battle. And guess what? When somebody says the election was stolen, I would argue a full 50%, including our own Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong, Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford. And Brent Sanford would probably be the toughest junkyard dog of all those I've just mentioned right there. But, you know, newly elected Republicans, Mike Howe, he's not elected yet, but he will be. Brian Crosius, not elected yet, but he will be in the position you know, but you don't get what I'm saying. I'm saying every statewide candidate in the Republican Party, federal delegation, state delegation, would get a little bit queasy in the stomach to go out and say the election was stolen. They would. But Democrats would do it.
Yep.
Democrats would do it in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to fight as hard as they... And by the way, if we don't, we lose. If we don't, we lose. What do you mean by we lose, Scott? Look, they want to destroy the oil and gas industry. Destroy it. They want to destroy the lignite industry. Destroy it. They want to destroy farming as we know it today. They want to destroy landowner rights as we know them today. We've got to fight like they fight. But despite the fact that they fight better, that they have better tactics, we are winning. Because they've thrown the kitchen sink at Donald J. Trump. And ironically, they're getting the exact opposite result they're trying to achieve by scaring him out of the race. They're actually ensuring he will be a candidate in 2024, in my mind. That's what I think, but I want to know what you think when we continue more on What's on Your Mind after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever, Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your Mega Pass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with a Mega Pass. Get your Mega Pass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to RedRiverValleyFair.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You found out what's on my mind this morning. I want to find out what is on yours. Brought to you today by our friends at Puckless, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This radio show goes because of the fine sponsors who support this radio program. So we encourage you to support those who support us, and that includes our friends at Puckless and the Puckless family, Elise and Steve Zahn and the entire team. We really appreciate that partnership, and Every Wednesday I get to tell you about a new set of wheels. That's a really good deal. And this one is from the Valley City store. There's a Bismarck store. There's a Valley City store. And in Valley City, they right now have a single owner 2020 Ram 1500 Laramie. This has the Laramie package on this Ram, okay? There's only 30,000 miles on this truck. It's black with black interior, loaded with features like the blind spot monitor. I love that safety feature. Heated seats, the parking sensor assist, plenty more. You got to see this one in person because it's just that sharp. And, of course, our friends at Pucklage specialize in local single-owner vehicles. So this one's a 2020, but it's only got 30,000 miles on it. It was priced at $51,500. It's yours today for $50,000, even if you tell them you heard about it right here. Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I got a very long email here on this point, but I'm going to go to the calls first here to get your take on this. Also coming up today, John Hinderacher, president of the Center of the American Experiment. There is a new anti-CRT tour that is coming to Minot and Bismarck next week. I want you to be there in really large numbers. The school board elections in Fargo and Grand Forks were a bit of a disaster for the pro-CRT crowd. A bit of a disaster, actually, for parents and students, unfortunately. And it's largely because people didn't show up. When I say people, the people who think CRT does not belong in classrooms, the people who think parents should be the first line of defense in the education of their children, did not show up. Now, I'm only speaking for Fargo and Grand Forks. I can't speak for Minot and Bismarck. Todd, were those elections for school board in Minot and Bismarck highly contested?
Bismarck, yes. I'm not sure about Minot. Can't speak
and,
for Minot. But
did the reform candidates win in Bismarck? Or did the status quo win?
Status quo.
Boy. So same thing in Bismarck. And anybody from Minot, let me know what happened there related to school board. But more importantly, just inform yourself about CRT. Separate out even the last election. Just you got to inform yourself. John Hinderacher will be here to help with that. And economist Steve Moore will be here next hour as well because he says the R word's here, recession. I know it's hard to believe, Kev, because the president will bark at you.
Yeah, we don't
snap at you
recession?
Like a turtle.
We don't have a recession.
Yeah.
Tired of lies. Tired of lies.
Do you guys see the picture of at 7-Eleven where gas and diesel were $7.11?
The prophecy. Yeah,
I've seen that one. The prophecy came true. Wow. Yeah, you saw it.
All right, let's get to the phones here, and we'll start with Grant in Bismarck, if I can get my mouse to work. I don't know why my mouse doesn't want to work. Hey, Grant, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, got some legislation here that just passed, and if we want our wonderful leaders to start fighting and use some tactics, here's one. North Dakota might receive $15 million annually to dedicate to wildlife funding, and I think it's just a backdoor to the 30 by 30 initiative. It's got to pass the Senate, but it's $1.3 billion annually for states, and this is coming from our federal government. And, you know, it's going to be just another burden to the agriculture and the petroleum industry if we're trying to produce what we need in the future. And I know that our Game and Fish of State North Dakota, they're going to just sell this like it's the best thing ever. But we need to start looking at all this. And like, you know, Kevin says, question everything that's going on. But $1.3 billion from our federal government every year for to protect, what does it say, more than 12,000 species of animals, which we all don't want to lose our animals or wildlife, but it's getting to the point where they don't want to take these animals off the endangered species list. They just want to keep adding and adding and, you know, look at the grizzly bear.
Why does the federal government have anything to do with that? Can't we protect wildlife just fine in North Dakota? I don't understand why the federal government have one thing to do with that. Maybe I'm totally naive.
Because it's the back door to the 30 by 30 initiative. They want to start funding this, and they're going to use our state. You know, this is just my, you know, if you're a business owner, you're projecting what's going to happen. I think they're going to use the state, Game and Fish, to start leveraging the state's, the federal government's power by state power.
Here's what I promise. I'll promise what we'll do. We'll ask this question of Senator Kramer. related to the bill passing the U.S. Senate, and then we'll ask Jeb Williams to come in and talk about it from the perspective of North Dakota Game and Fish.
Yeah, it hasn't passed yet. It's up to the Senate now. I think it went through the House. So
yeah, but I'd like to know if Game and Fish supports this, and it sounds like there's an email that says they support it.
Yeah, they send out their emails every week, and this was one of them this week that they sent out, and they're going to be proud of this. They want this money. I mean, every year, $15 million come to the state of North Dakota.
So then the question is, what strings come with it? And this is a great example of tactics versus policy. It's a prime example. Because guaranteed this is being used to achieve some other end. You know? And they always find a way to say the end justifies the means. You know, the means justify the end. They just love that game. Grant, appreciate the heads up on it. Thanks for the call today.
No problem.
We'll do some follow-up on that. Chris, if you'd flag that, and we'll ask Senator Kramer that first on Friday, that'd be great. And also get Jeb Williams scheduled. We've been working on getting Jeb scheduled anyway to do a second talk radio town hall with him in a new position as top dog at Game and Fish, so we'll definitely do that. Andrew in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you know, I was going to talk about this dog and pony show going on with the whole 2000 election business, but that's all just a lot of fluff and circumstances. Here's what I would like you guys to address, because between the three of you, Scott and Kevin and Todd there, you know, we're talking about a recession. The part that kills me is I'm a product of the 60s. I grew up in the 70s. I started looking around in the 80s. 90s, I kind of struggled my way through. Here we are in 2000, and I know what a recession looks like. Seems to me, and I'm not going to go into what industry I'm in, but rest assured, it's probably on the lower rung of society as far as that's concerned. Week in and week out, I see people beating each other in line to go out to eat, to go shopping, to be entertained. We love to be entertained as a society. What I don't understand is that with this, all the business that's going on in the country right now, people want to scream and yell, let's take gas, for example. People want to yell and scream about tax or about gas. Yet, I watch folks stand in line for hours on end, sit in Dairy Queen lines, parked, waiting to go through the drive-thru to get money spent at the end of the day. When I grew up, if you didn't have time to go do that, or you didn't have money to go do that, you didn't go do it. In fact, I could probably count on my hands and toes how many times we went out as a family during my recession. And yet, it's like nothing's going on in the country.
Fascinating perspective, Andrew. Can you hang on a sec? We'll just finish this on the other side of the break, okay?
Sure thing. Yep.
Andrew in Jamestown, Bob in Valley City, Fred and Wayne, going to get you in here before our next guest, John Hinderrocker. To talk about next week's anti-CRT tour in Bismarck and Minot, all the details on that, and recap the Grand Forks and Fargo school board elections and what that says about where our schools stand today in governance. More after.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde, Texas school shooting massacre could have been stopped within 3 minutes. DPS Director Steve McCraw says at a Senate hearing Tuesday, the investigation revealed the door to the classroom in which officers waited for over an hour before entering was unlocked and did not need a key.
So the door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? No one had.
The U.S. Senate Tuesday reached a bipartisan deal on gun control for law-abiding citizens. The first major legislation on gun control in decades could be put to a vote by the end of the week. This legislation would give the government more control to take guns away from citizens it sees not fit. The vote was 64-34, with 14 Republicans joining the effort. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and gas, natural gas, touch every corner of North Dakota? I'm talking about the industry now. It touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. You can find more about that at NorthDakotaPetroleum.org. But every road, every bridge, every water project, infrastructure, you name it, go down the list. Everything is touched by the revenue generated by this incredible industry. 60,000 jobs and $40 billion economic impact statewide, and pays out about $5 billion of wages, and I could go on and on and on. NDPetroleum.org to find out more. 28 before the top of the hour. Let's finish with Andrew and Jamestown here, and then we'll get Bob and Valley City and Fred and Wing in here before we go to John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment to talk about whether or not Republicans are fighting smart enough. That's the word I'm going to use. Smart enough. Hard makes sense, but smart. We got to fight as hard as they do, but do it smarter. That's what I think. Is all this like dancing on the head of a pin?
No, absolutely. 1,000%. It's effective tactics versus nonsense tactics.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, Andrew, the picture I had from your conversation earlier was we're in a recession. Steve Moore's going to tell us that next hour. We are in a recession, but people aren't acting like we're in a recession. And back in the day, how old are you, Andrew?
I'm 50, I'll be 54 this year.
Okay, so you're a couple years younger than me and Todd and Kev, but in the neighborhood. And you're saying, I've been through a recession before, and I know what my buying behavior was, what I did as a result of that, and people are not doing that. That's what you're saying, correct?
That is certainly what I have observed. And I got to tell you, I'm mystified by the whole thing. I know when I'm spending better than half of my paycheck to try to keep my gas tank full, and I have to travel, but that neither here nor there in the equation. I got to go a few miles to get to my appointment. But neither here nor there in the equation. My point being is that if I struggle to put gas in my tank and food on my table and pay my bills, I scratch my head over the folks that I watch who just act as if nothing. And you're not going to like this part either, Scott. It's almost as if nothing's happened in the universe in the last 10 years, in my opinion, with the COVID and everything. And, you know, it just seems like, to me, you guys alluded to it. Folks, they don't want to use their yogurt between their ears. They want to be spoon-fed what is the best taste on the table rather than use their own common sense to go, hey, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. I think the way I'll wind this up is this, and you guys kind of alluded to it, are alluding to it. The government works for us. We don't work for the government. We should be asking questions. They should fear the people. They should be in genuine concern about what kind of a job they're doing, because at the end of the day, eventually, we're going to get to where we are. People are going to start asking some serious questions, and they're not going to have the answers.
Yeah, you're wise beyond your years, Andrew. You asked for our take in the order that you asked for it from Scott, Kevin, and Todd. I would tell you I agree with you. I think you've nailed it. Kev, what would you say?
Yep.
Todd, what would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You got our take, Andrew.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Appreciate the call and appreciate you asking. 800-228-0550. John Hinderacher is here now, so let me get to John in a second here. But Bob in Valley City first. What's on your mind?
Well, since I've been on hold, I went back to my computer and looked at my notes, and five times in the last 4 years I've called when Kevin Cramer was on, and I said, you know, you guys need to start fighting like Democrats. You need to start getting down and dirty. You need to start committees. You need to do a lot of things, and you're not doing it. Why is that? And Kevin Cramer said, well, gee, we feel we're above that. We want to fight fair. We want to do the right thing. And you agreed every time, Scott. Oh, we can't get down in the mud with them Democrats. We're way better than that. And I said, you know what? You're going to lose doing that. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be dirty, but you do have to start fighting in a more correct manner and a little bit more aggressive, a lot more aggressive. And on top of that, why isn't there a January 6th committee run by the Republicans doing the same thing the Democrats do? Well, why does the Democrats push the Republicans around like they're little children? There's no rhyme or reason, no sense to that. But yet they do it every time. And every time you say, and when Governor, a couple of governors ago, Schaefer, four people called in and said, it's time to do an armed response to take back our country. Four people called. And that's because Cramer's not doing his job, and you guys aren't doing your job to hold these people and these politicians and these bureaucrats to account. This audience that listens to you every day, which I am one, have got all the answers. We can fix every problem. The problem is you guys and the elected politicians aren't listening.
So I agree with much of what you said, and I would even take some blame related to not pressing on fighting smart and hard. And I want to fight as hard as they fight. I don't want to become them, and I think that's what Kevin is saying. And I do agree with him on that. I don't want to become them because they're corrupt.
Well, I'm sorry, you can say that, but at the end of the day, the result is if you walk around with an attitude that, gosh, I don't want to get down in the mud with these people, it's not getting down in the mud with them. It's doing exactly what they do. If it's okay for them to start a January 6th committee, why don't the Republicans start a January 6th
committee? No, that's a great idea. That's a great idea, and I want to ask Kelly Armstrong that because, you know, this is a House deal. So why aren't the Republicans doing a parallel, you know, mock kangaroo court?
Why?
Because that's what the Democratic court is. But one thing I got to say, Bob, before I let you go, and we'll continue this because I got John Hinderacher here waiting, and I don't want to keep him waiting any longer. You mentioned one thing that I disagree with, and that is the armed response thing. I the idea that we need an armed response. You said four people called in and said that to Ed Schaefer, former governor who was guest hosting. And I would imagine Ed pushed back against that. Are you saying that's what we do need? Are you agreeing
not at all. No, we don't need an armed response. What I'm saying is because of the lack of the ability and the lack of fixing the problems that we all know are there, that has become the people's response. Because of the inactivity of the news media and the politicians to fix the problem.
All right. Yeah.
And their level of frustration.
What it basically is they're testing the water, and if four people called in, there's probably a hundred of them out there that say, yep, that's right, we need to do that. No, we don't. We need better politicians, we need better policies, and we need people who stand up and say, you know what, Democrats, go pound rocks. We don't need you.
Yeah, no, you've made some good points today, Bob, and let's have this conversation, keep it going, okay? Appreciate you calling today.
All right.
And I will, I'll share this one too. We got two to share with Senator Cramer on Friday and also Kelly Armstrong, who I think was supposed to be here today, but we postponed that till next Wednesday. So, we'll ask him both, and same thing with Senator Hoban. All right? Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment here. Fred and Wing, I'm still going to get to you here, but we'll do it a little bit later. Just hang tight there. We're going to get to you and others behind them at 701-258-0550. John, welcome back. Did you hear that last call conversation between the two of us?
Yeah, I did.
All right, I want to get your take on that first, because I think there is an enormous amount of frustration. I was gone in Norway for 2 weeks, so I wasn't aware that Ed Schaefer, former governor, if there's a statesman in North Dakota with more credentials and acumen and everything else than Ed Schaefer, I don't know it. And when four people would call into a radio show and suggest an armed response to a former governor and former U.S. Ag Secretary, tells me there is an enormous amount of frustration. But I didn't need that to know that. The first time I'd heard it right here. But what I think he's saying is the Republicans are not fighting hard enough. Therefore, the frustration is building over. So we all ought to agree the idea of an armed response is something we want to say. Hard stop. Stop that conversation right now. The better way to do that, to stop it and prevent it, would be for Republicans to fight harder, and I would argue smarter than the Democrats. Is he right?
Well, I agree with you, Scott. We do need to fight harder. Above all, we need to fight smarter. But I think sometimes people lose track of the fact that once an election is over, the votes have been counted and people have taken their seats, you know, the base always says, fight, fight, fight. The problem is you may not have the votes. And if you don't have the votes, you can fight, 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 but you still are going to lose. And that, I think, is where organizations like mine, Center of the American Experiment, come in. Because what we really need to do, the way we can fight smart, is by educating voters on the issues and motivating them around the issues so that they will elect politicians who are on our side. If we've got the votes, then we can really fight. But if we're in the minority and the other side has the votes, you can talk about fighting. Nevertheless, you get outvoted. And okay. So I think the time to fight is the time before the election, the time when we're talking to voters, as you do, Scott, every day. You know, that's how we can really fight, is by educating and motivating voters so that at the end of the day, we've got the votes.
Okay, let me do a little scenario for you. Everything that happened in 2020 happened exactly in reverse, okay? So this is a little thought experiment. And Joe Biden lost and Donald Trump won under the exact same circumstances, okay? Would we not have heard, since the day that election was done, that the election was stolen from the Democrats, just like Hillary Clinton said it was in 2016? Would they not say, yeah, the border's a mess because the election was stolen? Yes, no, we're in a recession because the election was stolen. That's why these guys stole the election, and that's why we have a recession now. They're trying to kill the energy industry. Well, it's because the election was stolen. They would fight way harder than we are fighting with the shoe on the other foot. Yes or no?
Well, they would certainly say the election was stolen. Scott, the last time the Republican presidential candidate won an election and the Democrats didn't say it was stolen was 1988, when George H.W. Bush, carried, 48 states or something. I mean, time after time after time, whether it's George W. Bush, whether it's Donald Trump, they will say the Republicans stole the election. And they absolutely would be saying those things. However, if Trump had won the election, we would be in control of the executive branch. And if Republicans had the majority in the House, we'd be doing the investigations, not the Democrats. And so in my mind, Scott, yes, you can fight, fight, fight. And I'm all in favor of fighting smarter. But what we really have got to do is motivate and educate the voters so that we win the elections.
And I would argue the Center of the American Experiment on the issue of critical race theory and educating parents should get some kind of an award, a gold standard. And I know basically you have, because other states are emulating what you're doing and you're helping them do that, including, by the way, now North Dakota, which we're thrilled about. And I would argue that, the CRT tour you did in Minnesota, the CRT tour you did in the Red River Valley, and the one you're going to do next week in Minot and Bismarck are gold standard examples of informing the public. Why didn't it work in Grand Forks and Fargo? I want to have you answer that question when we come back. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment with us till the top of the hour. Fred and Wing still going to get you in here. And next hour, the great Steve Moore, who says we are in a recession. Economist, wicked smart, see him on CNBC, Fox News, read him in the Wall Street Journal, Heritage Foundation. Nobody better. He says we're already in a recession. So that when we continue, plus more of your calls, questions, and comments on what does it mean to fight smart and hard on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. It's Wednesday today, so a hot turkey sandwich sounds pretty good to me. I don't know about you, but Harwood location, beautiful new expanded location of PetroServe USA. Swedish Meatballs in Fargo on 12th Avenue and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish Meatballs. Or just a good old-fashioned cheeseburger and fries. It's going to be just fantastic. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Lasagna today. Orange chicken in Yulin. Lasagna with garlic toast in Glendon. Or one more Fargo location, 9th Avenue and 45th. Swedish Meatballs as well. PetroServe USA, don't forget their Valley City location, exit 292, head north for the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience of PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. Part of the PetroServe USA family. You tell them Scott sent you. Back with John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. So why didn't we win in Fargo and in Grand Forks?
Scott, because it's not that easy. in North Dakota, as in most states, for many, many years, the teachers' union and the left generally has controlled the school boards. They control the school board elections. They dominate those elections, and it takes a lot of work and it takes some time to crack that monopoly. You know, they like to have school board elections, not when a regular election is going on and a lot of people are going to turn out. They like to have them at odd times when there's nothing else on the ballot or little else on the ballot, and turnout is extremely low. And that, historically, that's how they have controlled the public schools. The only people that turn out and know who to vote for, know who the slate is, know what they're voting on, are teachers and other allies of the teachers union. And so this is a history that it's going to take us more than a few weeks to overcome. And what we really need to continue to do, Scott, we've started to do it, but we've got a long way to go. We need to continue educating parents, citizens, voters on some of the nonsense that is going on in the public schools. And generally that nonsense travels under the umbrella of so-called equity and has a lot to do with race and with sex or gender. And I think the more parents understand what's actually going on in the public schools, the more eager they're going to be to turn out for these school board elections, and we're going to start seeing some better results. We're seeing that happening in Minnesota. You know, Minnesota was as bad as any state in the country in terms of having school boards and schools that were in the iron grip of the teachers union. But that's changing because of the education that we have brought to parents all around the state.
I have a different answer than you do, and it's on conservatives. And I think they need to be called out because the record low voter turnout that happened in North Dakota June 14th was embarrassing. Where are you? We're all mad. Why don't we vote, for crying out loud? I do not get that. So, what do you make a low voter turnout?
Well, a lot of it's motivation, obviously, Scott. I mean, anybody can vote. It's easy to vote. Why is it that if you don't have a president on the ballot or you don't have senators and congressmen on the ballot, turnout is so ridiculously low that a special interest group like the teachers union can dominate the election? You're absolutely right. I mean, part of our mission, your mission with a radio show, my mission running a policy organization is to not just inform voters, but also to motivate them. And one of the things we're doing in Minnesota, and I think we can move the template to North Dakota here as we continue to work in that state, is we've set up a C4 organization called the Minnesota Parents Alliance that is actively taking part in these school board elections. And we're going to get some experience with that. And when we have that experience, it's a template that we can also bring to states like North Dakota. But you're right. I mean, if conservatives care about these issues, they got to show up. The world is run, as we all know, by the people who show up.
2 minutes left here, and I want you to tell us about Minot and Bismarck next week, the where, when, and how people can just do exactly what you're talking about and get themselves informed and up to date. And if we have time, we'll get Rocky and Valley City in as a question for you as well. Where are you going to be next week?
So June 27th, we'll be in Bismarck. June 28th, that's Tuesday, we'll be in Minot. And these are programs on critical race theory in particular, but also more broadly on the politicizing of American public schools. So June 27, that's going to be a late afternoon event. It's at the Bismarck Hotel and Conference Center, Bismarck. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Program starts at 5:30. It'll conclude promptly at 6:30. And the Minot event is the next day, Tuesday, June 28. 11:30 to 1 at the High Third Restaurant at the Didi. Doors open at 11:30. Program begins at noon, concludes at 1 o'clock sharp. And you can go to our website, American Experiment ND, AmericanExperimentND.org, and register for those events. And Scott, within the next week or so, we're going to have a full-scale North Dakota website up and running, loaded with content at AmericanExperimentND.org.
We are thrilled, 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 thrilled to have the American Center of the American Experiment a part of the conversation in North Dakota. Very, very important. And for folks in Minot and Bismarck next week, as you said, the 27th Bismarck, the 28th Minot, meet them, be there, be part of this conversation, because they're going to be an extraordinarily important force. on fighting smarter, fighting harder, but as you say, also including a very important component, and that is just educating the voters. Educating the voters on, you know, these issues. You do it well. So thanks, John. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Rocky in Valley City, I'm going to get you in, but that comes after Fred and Wing. Steve Moore says we are in a recession. It is. There's no doubt. You know, get prepared for it. It's here. It's going to get worse before it gets better. The wicked good economist Steve Moore, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. And more of your calls, questions, and comments, too. 800-228-0550.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
CITE.com.